Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals and a man who literally has written the book about quarterbacks, the quarterback whisperer, how to build an elite NFL quarterback. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are filled with regret, and yeah. I'll tell you why. Because whenever we talk of you or about you, we can't help but think, oh, my God. You know, of all the bungled messes I've seen in my days, and I covered the league for 20-something years, I cannot believe that you came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired. The reigning coach of the year with the Colts, and they go in a different direction, and now here the Bears are, I don't know, directionless seemingly. And, you know, I've always wanted to ask you, do you think you could have put healing hands on Jay Cutler? Do you think that was a guy that you could have fixed, for lack of a better term?
I think I really enjoyed my visit with Jay. You know, we talked for about an hour during my interview, and I really liked what he was all about as a guy. I thought he was really anxious to become good again, and not that he never was, but I thought, you know, the pieces were there.
And Bruce, take us back to that time. What was going on in your mind? Did you think that you'd, I mean, first of all, the people you were interviewing with, interesting group, but you are the the reigning coach of the year, as Mully said. I mean, you would think that they might be, I don't even know if there's an interview that was necessary, but you're coming off the keeping things together in Indianapolis when Chuck had to deal with his health issues. Did you think you had the job? Did you know, where were your emotions at that point?
Yeah, I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. And now every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I didn't. You know, it's so beautiful in Phoenix.
Oh.
Especially in January.
That's hysterical. Well, Bruce, you know, they living well is the best revenge. And certainly you not only have you done well out there, you're a guy that is, you know, it's been amazing to watch sort of what would we call it, the third chapter of your career. Is that an accurate portrayal of it? It took you a while to get in that big chair. It's certainly more than the second. And it's been a lot of fun to see how this has happened. Was there ever a point where you didn't think this opportunity would be there for you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. After Super Bowl 43, then after Super Bowl 45, never getting a call for an interview. I said, well, I guess it's not in the cards, you know. But I was happy where I was and doing what I was doing. Then, you know, I got fired in Pittsburgh and the things that happened in Indianapolis. And you never know what's going to be around the corner for you. So one thing I didn't like ended up being one of the best things that ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking that you get fired at the Steelers. I know I read the excerpt that you thought you were going to get a raise, or Mike Tomlin told you, hey, I'm going to get you a raise, and then you didn't even get a contract. Do you have any idea who actually fired you, who made that call?
No, you know, and now looking back, I'm thankful. You know, so yeah. Everything that worked out the way it did worked out great, so... you know, I love the Rooney family. My years in Pittsburgh were fantastic, especially all the time. And the players, Hines and Ben and Jerome Bettis, and all those guys were still very close, all the defensive guys, and got a bunch of them on my staff now. So, it was a great, great time in Pittsburgh.
Interesting to see all the great quarterbacks you've worked with, whether it's Peyton Manning or Ben Roethlisberger, and they all say the same thing, that you allow them to be who they are, don't try to change them. Did you ever try to do it a different way? I mean, did you eventually come to that, or just was that always a philosophy of yours?
No, that's always been a philosophy way back, you know, even at Temple. You know, the quarterback was kind of like my son, and we had to have an open relationship where trust was the big thing, that we could tell each other what we were thinking, what we were seeing, and be honest with each other, and don't tell me what you think I want to hear.
There's an anecdote in the book where you talk about how Peyton Manning overcame the issues he was having with the New England Patriots, and it was before a game against the Patriots. You were watching him warm up, and he was jittery and just kind of, you could tell that it wasn't a normal game and it wasn't his normal routine, and you went to him and said, hey, what's going on? Your footwork is wrong. And, of course, his footwork wasn't wrong at all, but you got that idea in his head. He started working on his footwork, and by the time the game starts, he played a great game. Is that the sort? I mean, is that what quarterback whispering is? Is it just leading guys to the things that they naturally would do?
Yeah, I think that's it in a nutshell. You know, you have to know your guy. You have to really know your guy in and out, all his mannerisms, so you can tell how he's really feeling. And, you know, that's your job as a quarterback coach, is to have a relationship that's really unique and different than a coach, tight ends, running backs, receivers, then a head coach. But that quarterback coach relationship is very special.
How do you handle, you know, here are the Bears that they go ahead and sign Mike Glennon and then surprise a lot of people by moving up one spot and paying a premium to do so and draft Mitchell Trubisky. How do you handle, whether it's two relatively young guys or a veteran guy with the quarterback of the future in waiting, how do you kind of handle personalities and manage that situation?
I think you just coach them both and play the best one. You know, coach them both, and whichever one takes the lead, let him take the lead, and until the young one overtakes him, or if he ever takes him over at all. You know, you go back to Gus Frerotte was a seventh rounder, and he ended up beating out the first rounder. So you got to do what's best for your football team. And, you know, I have high regard for Mike Glennon and Mitchell. I think they're both really good players, and I think they fixed their room for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because someone told me once covering the league that players know who should be starting. And a way to lose a team is when you start the wrong guy. You have some kind of agenda and you're trying to do something other than what everybody knows is the right thing to do. Is it simple as that?
Well, sometimes the players have a different opinion than the coaching staff. And you have to really gauge your locker room. And I think if you have a good rapport with the veteran leaders in your locker room, those things won't happen.
How did they fix their room? I'm just trying to stomach that one. The Cutler QB thing.
Well, I think Mike Glennon was a heck of a prospect coming out. He started against us a couple of years ago, and we barely beat him. He tried to pick on Patrick Peterson one too many times, and that's the only way we won the game. And then, you know, I think Mitch is coming out of that system. He needs to learn the pro game. So you got a guy that's capable of beating teams. If the other guy is the superstar, you hope he is. It'll take a little bit of time just because of the system change. And you've got a chance to win.
Does losing a guy like Cutler leaving, does that fix the room too? I mean, it just seemed like there is a certain use-by date with many players.
I don't think that would have been a healthy situation, keeping him in that room and bringing Mike in. So, yeah, probably.
When you all the great quarterbacks you worked with, they came in different shapes and sizes and do still. You're still obviously doing this at a high standard and high level. Is there anything in common with all those elite quarterbacks?
Yeah, they have what I call grit, and they refuse to lose. I don't care what they're playing. Shooting pool, playing ping pong, basketball, golf. They refuse to lose. They won't let anybody around them lose. And I think, like you said, arm strength, you can measure all those things. But until you get one in your huddle, you don't know if they have it or not.
So competitiveness, is that the key trait?
I think it's definitely one of them. And being able to handle failure and success equally, especially when you're playing a young one. He has to be able to handle both because he's going to endure both. You know, I always look at leadership, and I think of the Marshall offensive line picking up Byron Leftwich and running during a 2-minute drill, and he had a broken leg, and they're running him down the field, setting him up, and he's throwing it. That's unbelievable leadership and respect.
The Quarterback Whisperer is the name of the book, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback. He is Bruce Arians. And Bruce, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to reading the entirety of the book. And I got to tell you, I know you probably don't look back and you don't worry about what might, but I think there's a lot of people in this town that would love to go to your imaginary restaurant had you come to Chicago.
We would have had a good time, that's for sure.
No doubt. Thank you, Bruce. God bless you.
You bet. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.